I absolutely love bookshops. I am irresistibly drawn to them, and I find it almost physically impossible to walk past one without going in. And once I'm inside, I find it equally impossible not to buy something. I just love being inside. I am surrounded, there are some people who sweets are their things, a chocolate shop. My thing is books, I have to say. I also like food, that's another issue. But I am seriously, drooling over this bookshop, Waterstones, the stock it has here, what I see around me. It doesn't actually matter which. I could be in one of the other. I could be in Vibes and Scribes in Cork, to be honest, as well. Or, I could be in Russell's bookshop as well. It wouldn't matter. The truth is that I'm here. I mean, I'm looking here at Carson McCullers. I'm looking at, I'm looking at books. I won't. On the Road by Jack Kerouac. Buy one. Anyway, never mind. The point is, I've decided I'm already buying two things already, two books. I'm buying two notebooks, that's another story. But, look at this here. I mean, Terry Pratchett's Dodger, I could just go around saying how wonderful I think it is to be in the bookshop. As a child, my father owned a bookshop. I grew up, there is a reason maybe why I love bookshops so much, but I grew up in a family within which people who browsed in bookshops were accepted, welcomed, loved. My father never said a negative thing about somebody who hovered in the bookshop. And there were people who came in every day and they continued reading their favorite book every day. They some of them didn't even buy, for ages and ages. And maybe some of them never bought. And there's drama in a bookshop as well in those days, a long time ago. People used to steal books. There would be always the issue about some people who might, and indeed, that famous author of Angela's Ashes was once thrown out of my father's bookshop because I think he was suspected of being a shoplifter. He tells that story in Angela's Ashes, and my brother, who owns the bookshop in Limerick, became a great friend of Frank McCourt. But just being here in this bookshop, I wonder how many of you, buy your books on Amazon, don't have an opportunity to go into a bookshop and lurk. Indeed, of course, it wouldn't mean as much to somebody who, the more time you spend in a place, the more you're going to love it, probably. Once you get past the point of deciding, do I want to be here or do I not want to be here? But once you're committed to being a bookshop person, you're that for life, really. You really are. You're that for life. I think it's in my blood, and deeper than my blood. I think it's in my DNA, actually, almost now. My grandfather set up the bookshop in 1902, so in that sense. I mean, I'm looking here at Lao Tse, the Tao. I'm looking at the Lao Tzu or Lao Tse, whatever. Anyway, they translate it different ways. So I'm looking at, the Tao, And, this is where I want to be. Paulo Coelho's life, selected quotations. I mean, the thing is, somebody jokingly said to me, Paul, you grew up among books, it's easy for you to be a writer. And I said, in a moment of humor, really, I said, you mean the ability to write is acquired by osmosis? it seemed a joke to me. But actually, I now think on further reflection, there's got to be something that rubs off on you as you are surrounded. There are, as that little book that Owen Purcell gave me a gift of once, there are, too many books written. It's quite impossible to read them all, and you're forced. Even the most educated person can't read 1/1,000,000th of the books that are published in their lifetime. So, as I look at Quiet the Mind by the wonderful Australian Matthew Johnston, who wrote the best book about depression that I've ever read in my life, I Had a Black Dog. And I discovered that he's written yet another book. So anyway, that's, you know, it's just like a treasure. I find another book by him called The Alphabet of the Human Heart, The A to Z to Zen of Life. Now, tell me that I can resist a book with a title, The Alphabet of the Human Heart. You know, I who have a heart, I who have a life, I who have an imagination for Zen, you know, and even the book designer, the illustrator, well, not even, I mean, it's a fabulous book. And it's so clever because the front cover is one way, you turn it around the back and it's upside down. And of course, the fact that the author came out of Australia might have something to do with that. But here we are. I'm going to have to buy this unintended consequence. I could do with this. I've had a hard day. I deserve a new book of this one in addition to the other two. So I now have three. And the longer I stay in this place, you know, I might get on to four. I better stop, you know. And my family have a bookshop in Limerick. I should be buying the books from them, you know. Should be going online and buying it from O'Mahony's.ie, who would of course be able to ship me all of these. But I'm here and now, in the here and now, irresistibly drawn, as Liz Strauss in Chicago would say. I'm irresistibly drawn to the world of books. I mean, yeah, I really am. And I don't just mean reading the words, I mean the carpets under my feet, my goodness, there's the Celestine Prophecy. Whoa. I actually haven't read that book myself. Somebody once told me that I shouldn't read it, that I wasn't ready for it yet. That it was that it would rock my mind too much to read it. So there we are. There we are. Your true home, as Thich Nhat Hanh. New a book here, The Everyday Wisdom of, whoever that person is. And Roisin, here in the shop, here in Waterstones, says, I've given this book as a present to many friends. Well, I'm not going to buy it, but I am going to open it. I'm going to open it, and I'm going to read you just a tiny bit, just your true home, it says. I'm just going to read you one. Here it is, number 21. Life is not a means to an end. With mindful walking, our steps are no longer a means to arrive at an end. When we walk to the kitchen to serve our meal, we don't need to think, I have to walk to the kitchen to get the food. With mindfulness, we can say, I am enjoying walking to the kitchen, and each step is an end in itself. There is no distinction between means and ends. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. There is no way to enlightenment. Enlightenment is the way. Okay, folks, thank you very much for being in this bookshop with me. I imagine you all there having your own feelings in relation to bookshops, and I don't think they're emotionally neutral places, thank goodness. Bye.